Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Irregular Bitches, the podcast for midlife women that aims to be irrepressible, relatable, a little bit silly and a whole lot of fun. I'm Sarah Kaywood, ex-ballerina, broadcaster and wax flogger. And my co-host is Lou Mitchell, ex-raver, hypnotherapist and wax flogger. We do love our scented wax. Today is another An Irregular Bitch Gets Breast Cancer update after my op last week and subsequent appearance back on the telly yesterday. Yeah.
Woo!
Yesterday. So
you did great.
Yes. Was I all right? I just for anybody that didn't see
it. You're all right. You smashed it.
Thank you, baby. I was on Loose Women yesterday just to talk about my diagnosis and we mentioned irregular bitches a little bit as well. Obviously, I couldn't say the B word. Had to say irregular rhymes with witches for the telly. How are you, Lubes? Are you all right?
I don't know why, though. I don't know why. What's so offensive about the word bitch? I don't get it.
I don't know. You know, when I was doing Nickelodeon, way back in the day, bimbo was considered, like, not... You couldn't use the word bimbo. I guess it's just a derogatory term. That's all.
But
you know.
I don't think it is anymore. I referred to you as a boss bitch the other day. I don't use that as an insult, for sure. You are.
I am.
So I think, I don't know, it just feels a bit old-fashioned to me. But anyway, that's just an aside.
Yes.
So tell us about last week.
So I'm actually a bit sore today. I'm going to ring the breast cancer care nurses. Sorry, I was just looking under my armpit if anybody, my voice went away. So I had my lumpectomy. Is it Wednesday today? I had it last Wednesday.
It is.
So it's a week today. It's a day procedure. They mark where, they put the Sharpie mark on you, where they need to make the incision. And all the usual, if you've ever had a small operation, it's basically a small operation. But they do put you to sleep. It's not a local anaesthetic. And then they inject the dye into you after they've put you to sleep. I was so happy. I was in such a good mood. And there was another lady in called Sarah. Another Sarah, of course. She was a little bit, I think she was a bit more reserved. And so I sort of, we just had each other. And that was really nice. Which was, so there was another lumpectomy in as well. So really, that was all fine. Came around from the anaesthetic, didn't really want to. I could have slept for a week. Oh, I mean, I was in there for a break. truth be known, I wouldn't have minded if I had to stay in overnight.
I wouldn't have minded.
It's a break, isn't it? I am joking, by the way. If you're listening for the first time, lots of gallows humour happens here. So we don't aim to offend, but, you know, it happens. And so I hope you're okay with that, because that's how it is.
And if we do offend, it means we're not for you.
Yeah, exactly. You're not an irregular bitch. So I went home and obviously you can't do anything. I've got my list on the fridge of what I can and can't do. You can't vacuum. You can't wash. You can't clean. You can lift a kettle. So all the important things. Yeah. And I had waterproof dressings and just sort of went about my daily life. I can't drive for a couple of weeks. But it's been absolutely bonkers. I had my birthday party on Saturday. My brother came over from Austria on Friday. My arse hasn't fucking touched. I actually don't feel like I've had a rest yet.
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge the day after. I went to the theatre the day after my surgery. I figured actually that was, I didn't get the tube. I got a coach. So nobody was elbowing me in the breast or anything. And it's fine. Ironically, today it's the sorest it's been. A week later, and it's throbbing, the one under my arm, and all the dressings are off now. I thought I was going to have a dent in my boobie, and I cried when I thought I was going to have a dent. Look, I'll show Lou. Can you see that, Lou?
Yeah.
How neat is that? So I'm just showing Lou the scar, because obviously this is a podcast, a bit
lost on you. Oh, God, that's amazing.
But it's really neat, isn't it? Dissolvable stitches.
It is.
But the one under my arm is sore and a bit raised and a bit angry. So you have their number. You call them anytime. I'm going to call the breast cancer care nurses, because I'm actually the thing that I'm most worried about. There's that one. Yes, it is swollen.
Yeah.
The thing I'm most worried about, Lou, is not. So the cancer's gone and now it's keeping it away. But the thing that I'm most worried about is lymphedema. So I'm now at risk. Because I'm a lymph node down, I don't really know if I'm going to explain this right. Because I'm a lymph node down, I have less lines of defence against infection. So if I get an infection, so if I cut my hand gardening, or if I get a mosquito bite on this arm, or if I burnt myself on a mug I put in the microwave the other day, like an idiot, and it blistered. So I've got a plaster on that, I keep spraying it with antiseptic. And so I don't want that under my arm to get infected, because what lymphedema is basically just excess fluid, and I'll just get a fat arm. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but there's no cure for it. So you just have to I guess it's unsightly and annoying. I don't know whether it hurts. It doesn't say that. It just says that it's fluid on your arm. So I do need to speak to the breast cancer care nurses.
And maybe today is the day to have a quieter day, my love.
Yeah, I think so. So that's
look after
that's
yourself. Stay inside.
Irregular
bitches.
I haven't felt ill. I haven't felt down, apart from that one day when I thought I was going to have a dent in my boob, and truth be known, I was a bit hungover. And then yesterday I had a bit of a wobble because the trains were up the spout from Lee into London, and I didn't think I was going to make Loose Women. It's always when you've got fucking live television to do, isn't it?
Oh, I find that. I find that when I've got my live television to do.
You're allowed to be pissed off.
You're allowed to be pissed off when the trains aren't running, sweetheart. Yeah. You're allowed to be. That's fine.
By the way, next time you're coming on with me. Next time. When we do telly, we come as a package, mate. So, yes, so that's
it. I'm on codeidromol
for the pain for under my arm. And I think you just got to keep an eye on it. And so the next thing that happens is I have to wait for my biopsy results to come back, which they said would be 2 to 3 weeks. Then I go and see Miss Gray, my consultant, again, and we'll discuss the results. Hopefully there'll be no metastatic cells in that lymph node, which means there's no cells have travelled. If there are, my understanding is that as well as radiotherapying the area around the lump, they will also radiotherapy under my arm.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's my understanding. I thought maybe then they chemoed you, but no, that's my understanding. And then after that's only over 5 days, the radiotherapy, and I'll obviously update you all when I have that to let you know how it is. I've heard it's very targeted now. It used to be that they just sort of did all of you, but now it's very targeted on your breast. So, it's like laser precision. And then I have to start on the tamoxifen, and I have had a few of our lovely followers tell me that that can be quite challenging. One of them, a friend of mine, Julie, recommended that I take it at night because it made her menopause symptoms worse. And of course, you can't really take much for them. It is a minefield when it comes to supplements. So I can't take DIM anymore because it's a hormone feeder.
Due to
my estrogen receptor positive breast cancer, I can't, and I have to avoid soy products, too many soy products. Again, same thing. Turmeric will interact with the tamoxifen. So it's not a hormone feeder, but it interacts with the tamoxifen negatively. It stops it working. So I can't take that. There is an amazing consultant for anybody who's going through this with me, and it's a minefield. Go and follow Liz O'Riordan on Instagram. She is at O'Riordan Liz. I hope I'm saying her surname right.
How do you spell that, sweetie? Do you know?
It's O-R-I-O-R-D-A-N. So Riordan, like Dolores from the Cranberries. Same surname.
Yes.
So O'Riordan Liz, and that's what she is on Instagram. She is a breast cancer consultant who is going through breast cancer. And she's a warrior, and she's pretty much an authority on what you can and can't take. I won't say much more than that because she's agreed to come on as a guest, and I think you'll find her jaw-droppingly insightful. it's OMFG. It really is. So we'll get her on. We'll get her booked for as soon as possible. So have you got any questions, Lou? What have you been wondering?
Well, can I just take my hat off to you? Because there's a group of us who behind the scenes are like, she's doing brilliantly. I mean, genuinely, she seems to be doing brilliantly. We're all here and we're all waiting just in case there's a wobble. And I'm not saying there's any shame in a wobble. And I'm not saying there's any shame if you have a wobble in half an hour or tomorrow. Mm. What I'm saying is that you are hugely pragmatic and hugely positive. And I loved the fact you were prepared to go on to live television and explain what's happening to you in a way that so many people are going to be able to relate mm-hmm. to. But not only that, helping remove some of the fear, because you've said it consistently. We hear the word cancer and we're frightened. And I'm not saying that you're not frightened. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that you are smashing the... I'm seeing you smash what your way through something that has the potential to be frightening and you're doing it in a way where you can help other people. And for that...
Thank you, babe. I mean, I do wonder whether I am... whether I'm just like buried my head in the sand and actually I'll just have it, you know, like it'll all come crashing down on me. But I don't think so.
I don't.
Because... And I know, so on Loose Women, we sort of need to talk about... So if you didn't watch it, you don't need to go back and watch it, but they did put a reel up of me... synopsizing mm-hmm. in literally a minute where we are up to now, and I did say and I have said in print media as well that I feel very lucky because what I have, if you will, it's a play on words, is like the Carlsberg of breast cancers. Let me quantify mm-hmm. that. What I mean is, if you have to get breast cancer specifically, then this is the very best case mm-hmm. scenario. And so it was literally just a play on words. But some people were a bit upset mm-hmm. about that. And I think maybe they thought I was being a bit... Is glib the right word? Maybe they thought I was being a bit glib. And I do understand that too. But cancer's shit for everybody. Right. It really is. But I can't start moaning about... I can't start gnashing and mm-hmm. wailing and crying and losing my shit over a stage one breast cancer diagnosis when I know that I have friends, followers, and hundreds of women, thousands of women in the country that are worse off than me, because that would be unfair to them. And so that's why I said it. And a few people were upset, and I have gone and apologised to them, and they've been very nice about it, and I'm really pleased about that. But I don't... I would be mortified if I thought people were making light of it. I'm not... It is just a turn of phrase. And as I said, you say you're being very pragmatic. I say I'm thinking about the other people in the room.
I absolutely hear that. The reason that my blood is boiling is because it is, I'm afraid. Yeah. I spent the morning getting more and more.
Oh,
and
no.
More,
don't, yeah, but you can't. You just have comments. Yeah, but you have to just... Well, they would say, see, Loose Women, the production team would say, why are you reading the comments? And everybody's... And also, you have to remember, and you are entitled to your opinion, and you're going to tell us it now, but they're also entitled to theirs. We do... This is... We live in a democracy.
They are. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. But there's ways and means of doing things. And you can say... You can say your message, which is... Oh, that triggered me because I've got history, or my friends have got history.
Yeah.
What you don't do is use emotive language like I am furious. And those are words that are being used, and that literally makes me want to go out and fight them. I'm not you're going but through then, what you're going through.
Yeah, but
you
then
are
you're
doing
furious
what you
too.
Are doing.
Yeah.
No. I'm measured.
I'm fucking scared of you when you're measured.
I am measured. And you know, that's a fair point. I'm not commenting on people's posts. I'm not saying
I won't anymore.
Putting it out there. I'm scrolling past and I'm saying to my friend, I think you're brilliant. I think what you're doing is brilliant and what you've done is brilliant. And I object to people using emotive language, which is what they're criticising you for, as a way to get back at you because they're in pain. And that makes my blood boil.
That's just the social media world.
You
we
do
live
you.
In
I don't want you
I tell
to
you
change.
What. I tell you what. It made me think. Well, it made me love podcasting because this is mine. You know, this is, I can't. Yeah. And if you don't want to listen, you can go away. You know, and that's fine. And go and find a podcast that's for you, and that's great. But also, it just made me think about, like, I have so many peers in telly. Jesus, it was good to see Linda Robson. She said she'd come on. I think we should get her on. She'd be brilliant, don't you think? She is an irregular bitch of the highest order. She's like one of the fucking first, isn't she?
Oh, that gives me goosebumps. I would love that.
I love her. I mean, me and Linda go way back when I was an amoeba in telly. And I love Colleen. She's really good friends with my friend Kieran. And she's an absolute force of nature. All the Nolans are. A bloody... who else was on? There was Ruth, obviously. Ruth. Ruth, the TV dad's wife. Does that make him a TV mum? No, because there's not that much of an ace. That might be quite offensive to her. It was just so good to see them. It was so lovely to see them all.
Janet Street Porter as well. You had a great lineup.
I love Janet Street Porter. I did her makeup once. I did her makeup years ago. My friend Gina. I was just trying to get me a little bit of money in between jobs, you know. And it was, what comedian was it? Can't remember. But anyway, he had like a internet show and I did her makeup and I really like her. A lot of people are scared of Janet Street Porter, but I just think she's brilliant.
Oh, no, I think she's fabulous.
Irregular.
Bitch.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've got a positive comment that I'd like you to read.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'd like you to hear, because this is why you did what you did on Loose Women.
Yes.
So it's from Pro Player Inshore. And it's in amongst a thread of people being critical. Mm-hmm. And he says, phraseology used about personal experiences should never be curbed to make you or anyone else comfortable. 100% agree with you here. And he references somebody else who's been supportive with clappy hands emoji. Sarah made me ask my wife if she'd had her mammogram. And the answer was no, but I'm going to book it tomorrow.
See, that makes me want to cry. You know, and
sorry,
I know, but it's just, you know, because
there you go,
like, yeah, you know, it's, I would be sitting here now, if I hadn't booked that mammogram, I would be sitting here now with cancer in me that would be growing, that's, you know, so.
And you didn't, and you want to make sure other people don't.
Yeah,
and I'm not,
and that's what's important. Not whether or not I have the best beer of cancer or not. That's not what's important.
Exactly.
And I'm not. You know, I won't. I will not be going back and replying to any more today, because I've got, to be honest, too much other really nice, fun things to do, like reply to all the lovely messages.
Good.
And I want to reply to everybody. And also, you know, this is our opportunity now. Hopefully, there's more of you listening now, and we just want you guys to listen to us and feel better and it's just half an hour of information, guidance, fun. You know, we've got so many brilliant guests coming up, haven't we, Lou? We've got, like, well, I'm not going to spoil it, but anyway, series four,
and we've got, you know, three seasons of guests, so we've already had.
Go back and listen. Guess who else I bumped into? Lisa Snowden. Lisa Snowden.
Oh, how is she? She was one of our first guests.
I know. She was fresh off this morning. And of course, she's just won MasterChef. Did you know she'd won Celebrity MasterChef?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Aww. Bless her. So she gave me a big cuddle. Oh, it was like just lovely. It was so nice. It was literally like me and my mum on a, like, you know, Proles day trip. We were muggles. Muggles day trip to London. Went to Westfield afterwards. My poor mother was absolutely knackered last night. But it was really good fun. Sorry, that's... Now, you see, that's the first time I've got emotional. I just think, you know, go and get your mammograms booked, kids. Don't fuck about. Don't wait. Also, the other thing to do is keep checking your titties. And that's another thing I'm going to do. And obviously, we can't do this over the podcast, but I don't really know how to do it properly. So I'm going to get the breast care nurses to show me when I go in. I'm going to say, will you do me a favour? Can you take me into a room and show me how to do it properly? I need to be sure. I'm sure there's probably YouTube
fabulous
videos,
idea.
But I might as well get them to do it as well. So,
see?
Yeah.
Boss bitch.
Yeah, boss bitch.
Well done, baby.
Irregular.
Bitches.
I think I might have said at the end of the interview, I said, obviously it's not this simple. I went, but really with the stage one I had, it is like literally removing something from your body. It's like getting rid of a verruca and a little bit more, you know. And I said that to my dad and he did laugh and say, well, because he's a retired surgeon. And he said, well, it's not quite that simple, but I get your point. I speak in metaphors. I've always spoken in metaphors. I will continue, you know.
Yeah,
go on.
Unapologetically, I hope. The point I took from it is that it's a day procedure where you go in and you come out a couple of hours later. You're not
cancer-free.
In surgery.
You come out cancer-free.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing you don't realise. Although I'm interested, and the reason that Lou and I wanted to do this little series of chats is because the getting rid of the cancer is kind of the easy bit. It's not like a mastectomy.
In your case,
I mean, a mastectomy, I mean, I was watching a woman who'd had a double one on Instagram the other day. And I mean, that's an amputation. That's massive.
Absolutely.
And now I've had my lumpectomy. My fucking hat goes off to those women. You know, my auntie had breast cancer and she had double mastectomy, reconstruction, off again, on again, you know, all the works. And she was always very pragmatic about it as well. So, I mean, by the way, not a blood relative. So,
there we go.
I don't know whether it's in our family, but my mother said the other day, and this is probably worth doing, whether I should ask to get the BRCA test, the BRCA gene test, because I've had breast cancer, what would be considered early. And if I've got the BRCA gene, then we need to make sure that we know, because Autumn could have it. So obviously it's passed on genetically.
Do you think you will
I
have
don't.
The test?
No, I don't. No. I will have the test. I want to protect my daughter. If they'll let me. But I don't know. I don't think I'll have it. But my mum hasn't had breast cancer. My grandmother did, but not till she was 82. But modern life is rubbish, as we've agreed before. And she didn't have the same life that I've had. So had she had the same life, would it have been earlier for her? So the fact that she was in her 80s, there's no comparison is what I'm saying. So definitely will be interesting it's a question I can ask, but just because if I've got it, then I want to know if she's at risk of getting it, which is, you know.
Yeah, no, of course.
Sensible.
Well, you'll have to keep us in the loop.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, honey, if you can hear that, that's my cat meowing. Did you catch that? You all right, honey?
I thought you were calling me honey.
Oh, no, she's the honey. You're my honey. We can wrap that up. It's a little 20-minute snippet.
I think
but
so.
I'm not going to know what the next thing is for a little while yet. So we'll try and get Liz O'Riordan. I really hope I'm saying, I feel like I'm probably not saying that right. I'm shit with Irish names.
We'll
try
and
get
her to say it.
Yes, absolutely. So hopefully be back in a week or so with that. Yeah. Are you all right, Lou? I'm very uncomfortable with these ones because it's like, let's just talk about me.
Oh, come on. We're both fairly good at talking about ourselves.
Irregular Bitches.
Thank you ever so much to you guys for listening to Irregular Bitches. We have a favour to ask. We would love you to like and share and give a good favourable review and generally spread the good word of Irregular Bitches because we want to keep making it. And at the moment, we pay to make it. So we just need it to wash its face, don't we, Lou? I'm lying. We want to make millions.
We really do,
Yeah, we just want it to wash its face. So go, like, share, review. That really helps us. And also, big... big thanks to Lou for being my regular bitch, because I don't know what I'd do without her. And also to Andy, my husband, because he edits it. But also our theme music's by my friend Jake, who used to be the lead singer. Oh, he still is, sorry, the lead singer of My Life Story. Who remembers them from back in the day? But under the guise of Chopasaurus, he writes all this telly music and stuff, and he did it as a favour. So thank you to Jake. You're wonderful. And I think that's all we need to say, isn't it? I'm just going to fuck off now and go and warm some scented wax.
Well, you can fuck off, and I'll say, stay cool, bitches.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.